Welcome to Unshakable, brought to you by St. James Methodist in Toccoa. Receive God's love, trust upon the Lord, grow unshakable for His glory.
Christmas is a time for gifts. Gifts are nice, and I have had some really meaningful ones. How about you? There is only one gift, though, that changes your entire life. An inheritance is a gift that is bequeathed. I had a great aunt that was rumored to be very wealthy. When she passed away, somehow there was less than $20,000 to be divided between six great nieces and nephews, though. Needless to say, by the time taxes and attorneys were paid for, I was able to buy a new stereo system. That was nice. I appreciated it. It didn't change my life all that much, though. In fact, 36 years later, I have no idea where that stereo system even went. In fact, within 5 years, I probably could not have told you. And my dear Aunt Margie spent her greatest efforts guarding those precious pennies of hers, which didn't amount to much of an inheritance. If that's true, what hope is there for any of us to find or share a life-changing gift this Christmas? After all, 87 years of pinching pennies didn't help Aunt Margie reach her goal. But we have great news this morning. Hi, this is Pastor April, and we are talking about God's offer of salvation for us and an inheritance that can never perish, never soil, never fade. And He also tells us how to share that gift that we receive from Him with others in our lives too, so they can also have that gift. Now that is news. It really is. That is good news. You will see in the scripture today that this is something the prophets were madly curious about, this gift of salvation and an inheritance that is being stored for us in heaven. The angels in heaven long to see it, we see in the text today. Angelic beings long to see this. And it has been given and offered to us. Welcome to the very first Sunday of Advent. We are continuing our sermon series on the signs of the times, which is appropriate because Advent is the season of waiting, remembering awaiting the first arrival of the Messiah and actively waiting for the second coming of the Messiah. This Advent, we are looking at the words of God spoken to us through the Apostle Peter in the book of 1 Peter in the New Testament. Hear and listen to receive God's good news. 1 Peter chapter 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, exiles scattered throughout the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit to be obedient to Jesus Christ and sprinkled with His blood. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, soil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And even though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of the Messiah and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, when they spoke of the things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, "Be holy because I am holy." Since you call on a Father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him, you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God. Now that you've purified yourself by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For all people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you, the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. What a great gift! Jesus Christ, through his arriving in this world, which we celebrate at Christmas, and his life here, his death on the cross and his resurrection, offers us a new birth into a living hope. We have been offered something that the prophets and the angels in heaven long to understand and see unfold. So we don't want to take it for granted. We don't want to think it's a small thing. Have you ever just wanted to start brand new? God gave us that ability in the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. And God is not just covering us at the beginning of the journey with new life, but as we enter into eternal glory with God on the other side of this life, Christ is giving us and offering us an inheritance that will never perish, spoil, or fade. Wow, it will be kept in heaven for those who believe in Jesus Christ as their Savior and live trusting in his grace alone. What a gift. What inheritance. No wonder the prophets, no wonder the angelic beings want to know about this. Verses 3-5 just make it so clear. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. Thanks be to God. This new babe being born that we celebrate on Christmas Day, Jesus Christ, started the last days. His birth started the last days that are often referred to in Scripture. In verses 5 and 20, we can see this. It helps us understand that the signs of the times regarding the last days or the last times started with the birth of Jesus Christ and extend until the second coming of Jesus Christ, as foretold throughout Scripture. Verse 5, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. And then in verse 20, he was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. So we need to have that understanding that the last times, they will culminate in the day of his return, but they're not limited to right before his return or the 7 years before his return. There are certain things that will happen during certain times. But when we read in the scripture and it says the last times or the last days, it is an era of humanity that began with the birth of Christ and will span until his second coming. Let's get back to the gift that Jesus Christ offers us, this gift of salvation and an internal inheritance. For certain, this gift, this salvation, that also allows us to store up an inheritance in heaven that will not spoil or fade, it's nothing like what my dear Aunt Margie left me, and nothing like nothing physical anyone has ever left you, nothing tangible anyone has ever left you. It's not like any gift that we've received of an earthly matter. This gift, when we receive it, it changes everything. How do we respond when God offers us this salvation that literally the whole universe is intrigued by? We see it right here in the text. We set our hope on the grace to be brought to us when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. And as obedient children in verse 14, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance, but just as the one who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. How can we not conform to the things that we once did? How can we be holy in all we do? How will we be obedient to God? We rightly may ask these questions. We want to receive this great gift. We want to live ready. We want to let God bless us in this way, that we could start to store up an inheritance in heaven. But in this life, it is a struggle for us sometimes. True, as it is for me. But the power of the prevenient grace of the Holy Spirit allows us, even in our imperfection, in our fallenness, to choose to be obedient to Jesus Christ. And therefore, when we make that choice, we are under the covering of his blood. It says we're sprinkled by his blood. This harkens back to the Passover in Egypt, the final plague, as the Israelites were preparing to leave their captivity in Egypt. The firstborn in each house was spared their life if the blood of the Passover lamb, a lamb without spot or blemish, was placed over the side and to each side of the door of the house, over the top and each side of the door of the house. The members of that house were not saved because of their greatness. They weren't saved because they checked and did certain great acts or had certain abilities. They were saved because they had faith and trust in God, which prompted them to obey God's word. As you want to hear, understand, and follow God's ways and God's word, the Holy Spirit will speak to you and guide you through the scripture, through prayer, through fasting, Holy Communion, baptism, Christian fellowship, singing songs and hymns and spiritual songs, and other means of grace. And it is by the power of the Holy Spirit that in the covering of the blood of Jesus Christ that we will be saved. It's not in our own perfection, but as we seek to follow God's ways, because we do believe that he is our Lord and Savior. We do believe that he is the Son of God. We do believe that he loves and cares for us. And we want to receive his saving grace. And as we make that choice in faith, we're covered in the blood of the perfect Lamb. And that's what the scripture is talking about in verse 22. We are sprinkled with his blood. And then in verse 23, when we make that decision to receive his forgiveness and we're covered with the blood of Jesus Christ, that perfect sacrificial lamb, verse 23 kicks in. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. So go forth bold and for his glory, rejoicing in the gifts that he has given. Amen.
Discover genuine love and unshakable faith at St. James Methodist. Worship on Sundays at 11. Art therapy Mondays at 3. Learn to forgive Wednesdays at 10:30. Learn to study the Bible Wednesdays at noon. Celebrate recovery Fridays at 6. 900 Mize Road in Tocoa.